Well, hello and welcome once again to another Battle Site for Christ radio broadcast right here on the Just Jesus Radio Network. Oh, last week we had part one of repentance, yes or no. This week, oh, we have an exciting conclusion to that very message. Part two, repentance, yes or no. You've heard it mentioned many times. What's this repentance stuff? Well, stay with us as we conclude this important message. Don't miss a moment of it. Okay, a quick prayer and then we'll be into it. Heavenly Father, give me wisdom, Lord. Give me knowledge. Lord, please give me utterance that I bring forth these words that are meant, Lord, to stir the hearts of men. Oh, Lord God, please. Please, Lord, thou art not willing any should perish. All should come to repentance. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now we're going to start right here. The Word of God says, it repented the Lord that he had made man. Wow. The Israelites escaped Egypt complaining. Complaining. That's all they did, it seemed. Complain. The type of repentance God was talking about here is grieving type, a grieving type, grieving the Holy Spirit. It's a type of repentance caused by their ill behavior and their lack of thankfulness. The Bible doesn't say so, but I feel God also wept here. Oh, it was a trying time for God, if there is such a thing. In Exodus 32, verse 14, we will read, yes, the Lord repented the evil he thought to do unto his people. In other words, he was having a change of mind. That's how much he loved his people. He loves them today, Israel. He loves them, and he loves us too. Oh, we have a great and loving God. Oh, yes, indeed. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, we read, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. What's repent? I told you before. It's just simply turning away from your sins. Okay, Mark 1, verse 15, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, ye, and believe the gospel. In other words, turn from your sinful ways. Note this now. He did not say, believe the gospel, then repent. Repentance, my friends, precedes salvation. Repent is what you do. Salvation is what Jesus has already done or does. Have you got that? I pray so. In Mark 6, verse 12, we read, Jesus sends out his 12. They went out and they preached that men should, what? Repent. It's all through the Bible. In Luke 16, the rich man wants Lazarus to warn his brothers not to come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And the rich man said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. They will return from their sins unto Christ and get saved. Ooh. Oh, in Luke 17, and if he repent, forgive him. If he what? Repent. Show sorrow or remorse. Turn from your sinful estate. If Jesus commands us to repent of our sins to each other, then how much more need we to repent to our Savior, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In Matthew 9 we read, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Who are the righteous? The righteous are the saved. Who does he refer to as sinners? The unsaved. Even though we all sin, even after we're saved, we do at times, but he's referring to sinners. Sinners. Those who have not yet accepted Christ. Cross that line. Luke 24, Christ's last commission. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Shall be preached in his name. Have you got that? Yes. Among all nations, beginning at where? Jerusalem. Jerusalem, of course. Revelation 3:19, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Be zealous and repent. Wow, this is getting exciting. I mean, when I prepared this message, I didn't realize fully how important or how exciting it would be. But I found out mighty fast. Turn to Chronicles, favorite verse for a lot of people. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So powerful, so very powerful. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, only then, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He's talking to Israel. He's talking to Israel. If my people will repent, turn, it says, that's repent, people, repent. Repentance is the sinner making peace with God. Have you got that? Repentance is the sinner making peace with God. Wow. You know what? You know, there are a lot of things in life that are a lot harder to do than repent of your sin. And something else I want to say, I was absolutely astounded to come across the so-called repentance blacklist. Ooh, the repentance blacklist, bearing such names as John R. Rice and Lester Roloff, two of the great saints of God during our time. People didn't want to listen to them because they were always talking about repentance. So they blacklisted them, spiritually speaking. Oh, yes. Lester Roloff believed that real repentance is putting your trust in Jesus Christ, so you will not live like that anymore. You will never love the devil again once you repent. You will never flirt with the devil once you get saved. You will never be happy living in sin. It will never satisfy. John R. Rice says, repentance is to turn your heart from your sin and step to Jesus. A penitent heart that turns from sin turns to Jesus. Most fundamental Baptists would also be surprised to find out that Oliver B. Green and Charles Spurgeon were classed as heretics. Why? For believing that repentance and faith are closely linked in the doctrine of salvation. Now, isn't that something? That's another message altogether, too. I've witnessed to many of the destitute and downtrodden. As a child of the King, there have been drunkards and people on the abyss of suicide, those on drugs, those struggling with life in general. And I've always told them it's a terrible thing to go through. Are you not weary in your heart? Is your heart not broken? The answer is always the same. Yes. Yes. But what can they do? Having been there myself has afforded me the wisdom I needed from God, even when I spent 8 years witnessing to the elderly and dying. The one thing they needed more than anything was hope. Hope. because their purpose in life had expired. Wow. One thing I learned was that a totally distraught human being will always hope for hope. Lord, give me hope. See, that's where Jesus comes in. They don't want to live in the spiritual squalor of their existence, but they do want love. They need love. The love that comes from above. That tiny seed that separates us from the rest of His creation. A drunk who's sick of drinking will tell God he's sorry for his way of life and ask God to rescue him. That's repentance. People need to need God. That's repentance. Repentance is faith. And with the mouth, man asks God to forgive him and help him and invite him into his heart as Lord and Savior. The one who has been witnessed to must have the witness of understanding. This will come through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Let me create a scenario for you here to help make it clearer. Okay, let's say, my name is Scum. Yes, that's right. My name is Scum. I live on this earth. I hate a lot of people. They're phonies who think they're something they're not. There are a lot of rich people who just get richer. Liars, child molesters, murderers, geeks, nerds, show-offs, and people who kick dogs. Oh, I love parties, especially if they're for me. Vacations, TV, movies, good-looking chicks and fatty foods. And when I die, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. How? Because one day a bunch of buddies and I went to a Billy Graham crusade. We did a little dope, we drank a few beers, we had hidden in the bleachers, and we really got cracked up by some new rock band Billy had for backup. Oh. Billy told us about hell. He said that hell really wasn't a real fire and brimstone place. You know, where you get burnt and all your buddies hang out. He said hell was just being separated from God. Oh, that's cool. Me and my buddies can dig that. Oh, yeah. I got to thinking, you know, about, I mean, if that's all hell is, then it can't be any different than it is right here on earth. I mean, we're all separated from God, right? Now let me think. When was the last time I saw God in my neighborhood? When was the last time I saw God in my neighborhood? He ain't never been there. I don't think anybody's seen him anywhere. I mean, hey, we all believe in God, right? But you know, He don't hang out in our neighborhood. Then Billy started telling us about God's Son, Jesus, and that He had to die on a cross so my sins could be forgiven. And all I had to do was believe. That is really what happened. And I could go to heaven. Just believe, and I can go to heaven. So me and the guys, we stuck up our hands and said, hey, we believe. We believe. We didn't hang around for all the hugging and handshaking and hoopla. No. We just dropped by on our way to the casino shooting dice, checking out the chicks. I'm glad I went to see Billy, though. I was a little bit nervous about this hell thing. I mean, my old man told me I had to clean up my act. I had to repent, change my ways, be sorry. Hey, we don't have to do a thing. Just believe what happened to God's Son. That's cool. Now I got all the bases covered. Is this what you believe? Is it? You'd be surprised how many do. The scriptures say, lest ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I wonder what that means. I wonder what God meant. Consider this. If we don't repent, that means we don't change our minds. God might. God might. In Acts 17:30, oh, read it and weep. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now, commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent. My friends, repentance is not an option. It's a command. Even God repents in Genesis 6:6. It repented God that he had made man. God is a God of second chances. He repents of his punishment, changes his mind. Faith without repentance, guess what? It's dead. The Bible says, ye must repent, change, turn from your wicked ways. Although you will always sin nonetheless, as long as you're in the old flesh. But you have to want to change. To want to change. This is where the Holy Spirit comes in and strengthens you. But if there's no desire to change, to turn, then all you do is quench the Spirit of God. Oh, once you ask Jesus to save you, you have to repent. Repent ye and believe in the gospel. You can't go there anymore. You can't do that anymore, what you're doing. You can't behave like that anymore, the way you're behaving. If you still feel you have to fill your old lifestyle, then the new life is not in you and has no room to exist within. The old and the new live in separate temples. They must converge into the one temple, that being the temple of God. We'll not be perfect until Jesus gives us new bodies, like unto his. However, we must put off the old and put on the new. Without repentance, you can't do that. This is repenting, being obedient to God. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe, right? If you have no desire to walk in the light of your new birth, be assured that you don't have the new birth. You only think you have. It's not too late, but it could be before this day is over. Jesus said, "My spirit shall not always strive with men." Numerous times the Word of God tells us to repent. Repent. Dearly beloved, I'm up to my ears and eyeballs with what I've been hearing and reading from these so-called theologians and doctors of divinity and the reverends and the head pastors and the bishops and the evangelists and the righteous antichrists. I've had it up to here. When I got saved, I didn't even know what salvation was. No, I didn't. No, sir. All I knew was that I was a no-good, lying, thieving sinner. If it meant work salvation to get to heaven, I wouldn't make it to the front door. Someone once said to me, You're so low, that when they bury you, they'll have to dig up. I mean, my chances of reaching glory were poor, no good, unlikely, silch, and impossible. For sure, they wouldn't let me use the men's room in purgatory. It was just whammo. Whammo, straight to hell with no stops along the way. The night of October 5th, 1987, on a lonely country road, with the cold October rain chilling me to the bone, a lost and dying soul stumbled through the mud and the gravel. A Roman Catholic at the time, who thought heaven was only a Saturday box confessional, and every one of us was going there someday. I looked straight up into the night rain and cried out to God with a quivering plea of repentance. Oh, God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. If you can find anything here worth saving, I give it to you, I give it to you. I've never been more sincere in my entire life. At that moment in time, God's hand reached out to a lost and dying soul. He picked me up. He wiped me off. He gave me His book, and He showed me the way to His Son, and I believed in Him. I repented. Yet my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and admit their sin. Let's humble themselves and pray, bend the knee in faith towards God, and seek my face, desire to be in His holy presence, and turn, repent from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive them their sin, and will heal their land. Heal their land. Some say that Judas repented, but it wasn't imputed unto him for righteousness. Why not? Well, first of all, it was not a real repentance, a repentance of the heart. It wasn't a spiritual repentance. We must remember, Judas was not saved, or else the devil could never have entered him. Peter, who thrice denied Christ, his salvation was not complete until the blood was shed. Then he repented. Are we so blind that we cannot see the great price that was paid? The suffering that our precious Savior went through, the blood was shed, that blood that was shed. Yes, salvation is free. It's a gift. It's free. But it's very costly. How can something be free and costly at the same time? Only by way of the Lord Jesus Christ. How dare we even shy away from repentance, knowing that what He went through for us. Come to Him, sinner, broken and contrite. Is He not worth your tears? Is He not worth your grief? Is He not worth your repentance? How dare we bicker and complain and even deny our feelings after what Jesus has done for us? How dare we make trivial the plan of salvation? How dare we ignore the ultimatum of His warning? Lest ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. How dare we neglect so great a salvation? How dare we cross-examine the Lord our God? If you surf the internet, you'll find ample battleground for and against repentance. It seems that more and more people want the best of both worlds. According to James J. Stewart, Truth Examiner, to repent literally means to have a change of mind or spirit towards God and towards sin. It means to turn from your sins earnestly with all your heart and trust in Jesus to save you. Hip, hip, hooray, I say. What's so hard to understand? As far as I'm concerned, the overall rejection of what really constitutes repentance does not bear any stigma of lordship salvation, nor works. It is painfully plain and simple. Simple! To imply or even think otherwise will not only lead the scoundrel to further loss of rewards, but unquestionably stoke the fires of easy believism. If you're not saved, or if you think you are, and have not repented, I urge you to get on your knees or fall on your face before a righteous and holy God now. And ask, no. Beg Him to create within you the spirit of repentance. The spirit of repentance. How is it with you? Ladies, How is it with you, men? How is it with you, children of understanding? The next time you hear someone say, "Oh yeah, I know a plan of salvation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Case closed. Don't say anything there about repentance. You know, what's this repentance thing? Well, if you really don't know what repentance means, why don't you listen to this message over again? Part one and part two. Repentance with... excuse me. Without repentance, it is impossible to please God. I say that again. Without repentance, it is impossible to please God. Have you pleased God yet? Have you done it? Do you know that tomorrow may not come to you? Or you may not go to it? Did you know that? Do you? We're not promised a tomorrow. Only what's there in front of us today, what's inside our hearts this very day. It's up to us to turn to Him and to repent. Repent. My friends, I know this was a strong message today, and perhaps you're even laughing at me or saying, "What is that guy on?" I'll tell you what I'm on. I'm on Jesus. Are you? Are you on Jesus too? I'll pray, Lord God, please, Father, I pray these words that were spoken today that You laid on my heart, Lord, would lay on the heart of the believers, Lord, believers, that all deceit may be driven from their minds. Lord God, thank You for Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for dying for a sinner like me. Oh, thank You so much. Please tune in again next week. Be glad to have You aboard. Thank You. Amen. Amen.